My name is Lisa Freeman, and I live in historic Manchester, and I'm the owner of Freeman Family Farm and Greenhouse. I'm an urban farmer, and I'm a social worker by profession, and I bring life back to wilting plants and flowers, and I provide the nutritional values to at-risk people. We started out as a community school garden in partnership with Manchester Elementary School. And the garden was an outdoor learning space for children to grow and learn how to nurture and be involved with something greater than themselves. Mr. Wallace Sapp and I, my late husband, we no longer had kids in the school, so we continued the garden and it evolved. We called it a garden of goodwill. People of all races, abilities, sexual identities, language, challenges. It was some place where everybody could play in the dirt and not be judged. Then we developed our own nonprofit. Our community-based program was called Manchester Growing Together. So that evolved into Freeman Family Farm and Greenhouse to where we're located currently. This year, right now, we have mint, chives, we have oregano, dill, lemon, basil, parsley, sage, and lavender. So we have a mishmash of a few things. We had some non-native, and one in particular was called the toothache plant. We would bring in different kinds of herbs to bring in the medicinal value, and then some curiosity kind of things like that for the kids to experience, like what is a toothache herb, to draw them in, to investigate, and to try and discover and understand that most of our medicines come from herbs. Medicinal herbs, that has existed before time. All the medicines that generally are contrived come from a plant. And then they're scientifically concentrated, developed. That's where new medicines come from. They look in the jungles of wherever and find a new potent whatever and develop it into a drug. Herbs are pure vitamins, are pure medicine. My husband, when he was taking chemo, we benefited from him eating fresh. And when he would take his chemo, we made sure he ate extra spinach because spinach is iron. There are certain herbs and medicines when you're feeling nausea, you drink that tea. Or when you have sunburn, you make a salve and you rub it on your skin. Before there was ever medicine, there are always plants. If you're growing a garden, you want to intersperse herbs. I use a lot of herbs around the perimeter or interspersed in between because most four-legged friends, brown hogs or any kind of animal, most of them don't like strong smells. So if you put garlic around the edges or basil around the edges or anything strong, that will repel them from coming in. Not always, but that helps you maintain a harvest because they don't like strong smells. Herbs are like the melody to a song. It's the herbs that put the final pizzazz to whatever meal you're presenting. You put those herbs in last and it will explode into your mouth. And it's like you taste sunshine and the final burst of goodness. It comes from fresh herbs. Herbs bring flavors, smells, beauty, color. They're all edible. And then they have medicinal purposes. They all have value. Freeman Family Farm is going through a transition right now with the loss of my husband. I had an overflowing of support from my neighbors, my family, friends. I was overwhelmed and continue to be overwhelmed with the support of the General Northside. We're in a community, and I love that feeling. You get alongside like-minded people, and it's not about material things. It's about your health and your wellness, your body wellness, your spiritual wellness, your happiness. I grow for the Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And I'll tell them what I have an abundance of. They sell it on their greengrocer. They'll take it to food deserts. And people who really need fresh vegetables, they'll get it that way. The other way we do that is through RX Bucks, through Allegheny General Hospital. Doctors who have patients that are medically vulnerable, they'll give them the coupons to seek out whoever is closest to them where they live. They could seek me out, and I'm like, okay, I'll be open for you. Come on down. And because I'm a social worker, I really love that. I can kind of keep an eye on things, know what's going on, encourage them to keep going on because being sick, especially when you're in isolation, that's when you need the most help. That's part of what we do at Freeman Family Farm and Greenhouse. It's about keeping our neighbors healthy. It's freemanfamilyfarm.net.